In the underground pop world, which is better, bondage or humiliation?
Humiliation.
Oh. Personally, I prefer discipline.
Discipline, right on. Discipline.
But what side is Steven on? Gotta wait. It's the Love and Relationships Hour.
Yeah, we're starting about 12 minutes early. It's 9:48 Eastern Time on this Saturday night. Love and Dedication Hour. I'll play you some love songs. I'll play some covers of KSL. All right, let's, right now the clip is not, it's not on my computer, except on my ThinkPad, because that's where I'm streaming out of, but I can play it on audio here. We're going to go right now to Cleveland's own, I don't see it on here. Let me just pull it up. But according to Ryan, to women, oh yeah, this is going to get really raunchy. And it's funny that this Midwestern girl, who really is closer to a girl than she is an adult, F with women. All these targeted ads, these are worse than some of the other ads I've seen. She's really tan. I don't know if it's real. She looks, like I said, she looks a little too Russian to be an American. But I digress. Let's open up the Cleveland Zone. Courtney Ryan coming up.
You're watching Cleveland's own Courtney Christine Ryan on the Love and Relationships Hour at 10.
10 minutes to 10, but who's counting? Let's go right to her. It's a 10-minute cut, too, so we'll go right into Eleanor right at 10 Eastern.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and we've got something else.
I got to tell you, that's getting really irritating. Like, that's so scripted. And she's so real, isn't she?
A little saucy to talk about today, and that is
raunchy
manscaping. And the reason I wanted to talk about this is because I get a ton of questions from you guys about it. Do women care about manscaping? Courtney, what do you think about manscaping? Should we be shaving? Should we not be shaving? There are just a ton of questions involving manscaping and shaving all your stuff. I think typically the majority falls into like one or two categories. So I'm going to go over that, just give you guys the knowledge that I know. And before any of you leave a comment about how it's annoying to have to shave all the time or whatever you're going to say, let me start by saying, as a woman, I shave, I tweeze, I wax, and I understand the hassle that comes along with all of those things. It's a lot of upkeep. I get it. But in my opinion, I think it's worth
it. I get it. Oh, God, that is the best weapon to deflect people. I get it. What you really mean is, I don't give a flying crap. That's a cool word. Weasel words. Running on the weekly show.
It to be clean and fresh and feel good about yourself. So you most certainly do not have to do any sort of manscaping if you don't want to, but I'm sure that the special person in your life would appreciate the little bit of TLC. Just saying. Okay, so getting right into it, specifically I found this article from manscaped.com, and this is in no way sponsored. I'm not working with Manscaped. This is just the article that I happened to stumble upon, and I thought it was really funny. I had a good laugh reading it, but there's also some really good information in it as well, so I'm going to be referencing that throughout the video and kind of reading some things from there. I enjoyed it, and I think all of you will too, so let's get started. Okay, so this article is titled, Do Women Like Pubic Hair? Get the scoop here. So when I refer to manscaping, in this video specifically, it's going to be about kind of the below the belt region, okay? It's not going to be about like chest hair or other body hair. I could do another video about that if that's something you guys would like to see. But typically, I don't think that's as big of a deal as pubic hair. Okay, so the first part here kind of talks about what do the polls say about women and whether or not they like pubic hair. And it says, there's this weird thing where not all women are completely identical. No one gets it, but here we are. So again, like I mentioned earlier, just because I'm saying this or just because one woman likes this doesn't mean every woman in the world is going to like the same thing. So keep that in mind. And honestly, I think you should just ask the person that you're with, hey, what do you prefer? Like, doesn't that make more sense to just be honest and ask and hope that they give you an honest answer? Because if you're shaving designs into your pubic hair and you ask your partner, like, hey, what would you prefer? And they're like, I hate the fact that you shave designs into your pubic hair, which is understandable, then you wouldn't want to do it anymore, right? Like, I don't think you should necessarily do everything in your life to please the person that you're with, but I think it's important to get their opinion, especially if you like them. Doesn't that just make sense? Okay, so a combination of polls that they looked at shows that 80 to 90% of women prefer some amount of grooming. So whether that, I mean, that could be anything.
I'm not playing the sound effect because this is blatantly obvious that adult pronouns should be used.
So much falls into some sort of grooming, but I think that involves just taking care of it in some aspect and not just letting it be like, what?
Shouldn't she have checked with the source before?
Wild. And then 10 to 20% prefer guys with a completely unkempt bush. So we're going to call that all natural. This means that going wild below the waist is not the default look. It may require less work, but you're not playing the odds. So clearly there's a big difference there. 80 to 90% of women prefer some sort of grooming, and then only 10 to 20% prefer an all natural look. So I think that's a pretty big discrepancy. So I think it's safe to say, unless you're seeing a girl that likes you to look like you've never seen a razor in your life, you should probably be doing something. Okay, and this is the paragraph that made me laugh so hard. I don't know why. I was just like so confused when I first stumbled upon it. Okay, it says, women in rural areas are more likely to enjoy a bush. A woman's preference for pubic hair tends to vary with location. It's less geographical and more about population density of where they live. I want to know where this information is coming from because I think that's very interesting. Okay, it says, here's what we mean by that. In rural communities, women are a lot more in favor of pubic hair than ladies in urban and suburban areas. Keep in mind that a clear majority of rural females still prefer grooming, but it's a smaller majority. So these are the girls that like the lumberjack look. Maybe their boyfriend has a full face of facial hair, so why the heck would they care what is below the belt?
Or I was thinking more, lumberjack or, I forgot my train of thought.
I actually asked one of my girlfriends because her husband is bald and then has this like huge beard. And I asked her what she preferred.
I was thinking Johnny Depp.
And she said,
girls have this like thing for Johnny Depp and, maybe I'm watching too much John Oliver.
I really don't care. And I'm like, well, duh. I mean, he has a full bush on his face. Why would you care what he's got going on down there? And she was like, yeah, you're absolutely right. I just really don't care. But it's nice when he trims it and keeps it like well-groomed and clean. And then next it says, similarly, urban women like guys who are completely shaved more than other groups. And then it says 12 to 16% like it completely bare, like shaving completely down. Like there's not a hair in sight, which I don't really think, and clearly, I think more women care about the fact that you're just keeping it trimmed and, like, well-groomed rather than completely shaved off. So that can probably be kind of intimidating to feel like you have to shave it all. But know that the percentage is, like, pretty much the same for women who like it completely bare in comparison to women who prefer it all natural. So it's a pretty small percentage. I think most women, if you ask the majority of women, they would just say something along the lines of, just trim it. Just keep it well-groomed like you would your face. Like, just keep it clean, I think, is the number one thing there. And then an important thing that I wanted to also note is that it says, modern technology might cause trends to shift, but there will always be people who prefer sleeping outside, not having a cell phone, and members of the opposite sex who don't groom. Which is true, you think about it, like most people have a cell phone, most people use the internet, most people live in a house. Some people make the decision.
Wait, you're talking about smartphones. No one's using flip phones anymore.
Even though modern technology has advanced at this point, to not have a cell phone, to not use the internet.
Again, how many of those are smartphones, honey?
To live in a hut in the middle of the woods, you know? So there's always going to be people who prefer different things. And I think it's important to find someone who likes what you like. If you don't like to shave, well, the person you're with just has to accept that, right? I mean, you should want to do things to make your partner happy, but you shouldn't completely change yourself. If you're living in the forest in Hawaii, do you think your partner that you're living with in the forest in Hawaii is going to care if you shave your pubic hair? Probably not, because she's probably not going to shave hers either, or her armpits, and you're probably a match made in heaven. Is that my preference? No. And I feel like most women would agree that that is not their preference. But there are women who don't shave their armpits. And that's their choice. And you don't have to like them. And I will always shave my armpits, regardless of what the trends are. So basically what I'm saying is, no matter who you are, no matter what you're into, no matter how you like to trim your pubic hair, there's going to be a girl that likes you, okay? Unless you're thinking of shaving into some weird design or a landing strip.
She is so
awkward.
Don't
do that. There's also a paragraph about just being trimmed, which is where that 80 to 90% of women kind of fall into. And I think, and it says, I'll just read it to you. If you like safe beds, then you need to trim but not shave all the way down. So women who don't fit into the other categories of liking the naked mole rat look or liking the bush fall into trimming and grooming of some sort. So just keeping it maintained, again, well-groomed and clean and well kept up like you would your facial hair. That means roughly 2/3 of all women in the US want you to trim your pubes but not go completely bare. That means you can get a trimmer, use the longest cutting guard, give your unmentionables a once over, and call it good. If you aren't already trimming down to this look like 68% of men, you need to get caught up. And then it says, on the bright side, this makes things pretty easy. On the other hand, many variations fit into the broad category of some trimming. Oh, so they're going to break those down too. I'm not going to read word for word because I don't want to start talking about your butt crack, okay? You can read this if you want to read this. I will link it below for you.
So awkward.
Oh, and it says, your sex life will be impacted. Let's face it, your mind went there first. For many women, the presence of overgrown pubic hair does alter the nature of a sexual relationship. Removing your pubic hair will leave you fresh and happy. Some science suggests pubic hair is good for your hygiene. That science is ignoring something that every human being knows all too well. Balls stink. That's all I'm going to say. So I'm just going to leave it here. The best advice I can give you, the takeaway from this video, is just keep things well-groomed, keep things trimmed and clean. I think cleanliness is the number one factor of all. We don't want any smelly things going on down there. Trimming is probably the best and easiest option, and the lady in your life will appreciate it. So again, don't be afraid to ask your partner what they prefer. I think when you're in a relationship, when you're seeing someone, when you're intimate with someone, it is important to understand their preferences and communicate about those things with each other. So don't be afraid to ask. Keep that in mind. But if you want to know the safest option, it is keeping it well-groomed and keeping it trimmed. So guys, that is all I have for this video. I know it was much different than anything I've ever...
Yeah, and the faces, I had to fix that. I had to put some of those in post because it was kind of amusing. All right, okay, what else are we going to go? We're going to go to the phones right now. And just a programming note, too. I am planning to do the bitch line again, the infamous voicemail message service of the Weekly Sue, where people can... it's not like what you hear on, like, the Lincoln Project or David Pacman. I don't really care for him. It could be too condescending. Even on the left, there's condescending dicks out there. I mean, everyone's condescending, but I hope I'm not. But the bitch line is more like Hill Mail. If Hill Mail... I'm playing around my microphone too much. Play with this dick a little too much. It's like if the Hill Mail, the Chump line, and the Weiner line had a baby, it would be the bitch line. So, part of it is that the voice process I normally record stuff on is typically it's not plugged in because of the freaking UPS, and you know how Unix isn't forgiving when there's improper shutdowns. And what the voicemail I'm using is a foot long circuit board with a 386 CPU. So anyways, let's go to the first one. Is Josh. Is this the Vicky's guy? Josh, you're on the air.
On the air?
You are.
Okay. Hey.
Hi.
So I saw your videos on when you were destroying your childhood. I thought it was a really interesting thing.
Yeah, legendary NH destroyed. And that's more of a video segment of the show. Anyways, go on.
Could you kind of tell us the story about the other classmate's first crush on you?
So Samantha, I mean, I'm going to just be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I don't put it this way. she was attracted to me, but I look back at it, there was not a lot of compatibility between the two of us. And she was a dancer then. She's still a dancer today. I did do a search on her online, and I think she's hanging around her native Greece. She is Greek. I don't know. Her mother does not look good at all. She looks like she's wasted. Her father used to run the town. Used to be a town council member. But her name's Samantha. You can watch the. It was recorded in March, and I think I posted that in early May, if I remember correctly. It's been a while. It was laying in on my media composer bin for a while, but. Longer term, it wasn't, meant to be. And I mean, yeah, she's cute today. I mean, I won't discard it, disregard that, but she, it wouldn't have been meant to be anyways. And, for my mother, it just gave her, just power. You want to talk about arranged relationships. My mother was one, kind of pushed it. I will admit I was a dick with her when I dumped her, but one thing I did not tell you people, because there will be another distraction. The thing is, I haven't found everything yet, and I got busy with rebuilding the media room and stuff like that. So I when the fall comes along. If we have a fall, given that we've had a mild summer, I'm going to do the final destruction. So that's going to be a work. And then there's some Valentine stuff that I did not post yet, but I could probably do it in the next month. But that's basically the gist of it. I appreciate you watching that, because I haven't had a lot of hits on it. Anything else, Josh? I'm sorry. Is he here in Richmond Beach?
You have seen an update on the girl that you have seen at the outdoor mall?
I don't want to comment on that because it's. I gave her my URL last week. I'd mentioned it on the show, and
I hope she's watching this show.
I hope so too. All right, thank you, Josh. Yeah, I hope she found it. I haven't seen any hits on the WordPress, but with my mother injuring herself, apparently she stabbed herself with a glass cup from the 1970s, that McDonald's, it had to be the late 70s because Garfield, right? Garfield came out in 78, so it might have been early 80s. And, McDonald's used to give away stuff like that. And apparently my mother, maybe when she was ready with COVID during January. Anyways, broke, and she, she's gonna be out of commission for another few weeks. We don't know. She can't take a shower. She can't even go in the pool. Yeah, I feel bad for her. So, anyhow, let's go next to Katie. You're talking about over mama bears. Mama bears. This is sometimes when it rains, it pours. Katie, you're on the weekly too. What say you, Katie?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
So, I have a question. I've been in a relationship for about 6 months with my boyfriend, and you seem to be an expert when it comes to the whole mama bear stuff. Well, my boyfriend's got a mama bear, and she wants me gone, but the two of us are in love. What should I do?
You sound sad. It seems like you want to dump him or something like that. Does he love your folks? I mean, how does that work?
We're in love.
You're in love. But what about the family?
He likes our family.
Okay, but it's not vice versa.
I don't know if he's gonna, his mom's gonna take care. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Katie. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Al. This is a new guy. Al, you're on the Weekly Zoo. What say you?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. So this is Al in Chicago.
Oh.
Anyway, I mean, I'm a long time, first time.
Uh-huh.
So I have this crush on this girl. I met her on Facebook. She lives on the Eastern Time Zone. And I'm not sure if I should meet her in person.
Well, why the hell are you meeting a girl on Facebook? I'm assuming this is the Facebook dating app. Affirmative?
Yeah, what should I do?
Well, what you should do is get rid of it, because the girl's probably scamming you.
You're no fun. You suck.
Oh, I'm sorry that you feel that way, and apparently Al just dropped the call, which kind of sucks. What you want me to say? You know, don't use Facebook. The Facebook game. All the girls that go on there are using it to play games with guys, because that's what girls do best. That's their thing, and they're probably getting paid by some bounty to say, "Hey, let's use your likeness on Facebook game." Don't use it. Don't use it. Not only to mention Zucky and his fuck buddy Cheryl probably wants more of your information. Don't do that. Don't be better than that. Don't use any dating app or service or site. And I think for Facebook, you have to have the mobile app in order for that to work. Some little chicks are too hot to be on Facebook dating. The Facebook dating app. Ugh. Some of them are just like, they burn your phone because they think they're all that. Donnie, you're on the Weekly Zoo. What say you?
Hey, I just heard your news last week that you're doing a new gig. I wish you all the best. So I have a question regarding professional relationships. And my manager is really a pain in the ass. I can't tell you how, excuse me, irritating he is. He always wants to know what's going on, and he's on everybody's shoulders, and he, not only that, he does all the gaslighting, throwing everybody on the bus. I don't know how he can get away with this. What do you think? I'll take your question off the air.
Oh my god, your call quality sucked. It was somewhere between a T1 and a crappy 2G network. What I would say to you, or maybe it was a two-way radio, microwave link. Roger that. So one of the things I would tell you is if you're dealing with that kind of jackass, I would bail out. Why are you working there? Why the hell are you hurting yourself like that? Let's not even go there. Those are the worst bosses. You know, if they're watching over you, literally, and then they're doing everything else, that's like narcissistic, micromanagement, and everything on that on steroids. It's like, Mr. X, you're on the Weekly Zoo. What say you, Mr. X? I gotta turn you up for a moment. Let's go. Let's load up Mr. X. Mixer up. Mr. X, you're on.
Hey, I just heard your news last week that you're doing it.
Oh, is that? Oh, that's a. Okay. Alright, well, we're gonna replenish the lines in a moment. You're listening to the Weekly Zoo. I'm your fellow zookeeper, Stephen Clifford. We'll take a quick break and come back on the other side. Be right back.
couple new calls, and if you have any questions on love and relationships, you can email theweeklyzoo@clickfo.me. Theweeklyzoo@clickfo.me. Let's go back to the phones. This might be, again, this is going to be a little bit of a short night, but that's fine. We're doing this. This is a supersized edition. Get your double fries. Michael's on the line. You're on the Weekly Zoo. You have something about Courtney Ryan. You told me not to talk about her, but you liked this one. What say you, Michael?
Hey, dude.
Hi.
Hey, dude.
Hi.
Hey, dude. Yeah, I got a kick with that Courtney Ryan. That one was pretty funny. I didn't drive off the bridge this time, but God, that Trump dude. How did he find that cut?
It was from the Lincoln Prop. It was from the Lincoln Project. He do these pieces this week in the Republican Party. And they had this in their live stream. They don't have a separate clip on it.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Let's play that again. Those routers.
Network routers. We want the routers.
Get those routers. Get those routers.
Those routers. God, the routers. They don't want to give them. Got those routers. The routers.
Oh, that'll make me laugh into the new year. All right, continue, Michael.
Wish you luck with that girl that you were talking about. We've been hearing about it for, was it, a couple weeks now?
You mean her?
Good luck. I hope she finds your site.
I hope so, too, but, you know, someone had to intervene, and it was like a he said, she said after the fact, like, she said one thing, and whatever. I just hope she finds it. I'm not going there every week, but I kind of know her schedule, and part of it is I don't want to be out right now with like I said, this theme of tonight's show is that I'm a little bit skittish about, you know, the Delta variant. It's something that you don't want to be playing around with. But Lindsay, speaking of the devil about vaccine, she has the hots for Big Dick. Lindsay, what say you?
Steven?
Oh, God. What do you want?
How are you?
I'm fine.
You make fun of Donald Trump again? On Rose?
Yeah, you gotta get those all three.
You're weird.
I'm weird.
Yeah. I love that big tree. He's cute and sexy.
Well, yeah, well, you see anti-science, I guess.
His anti-vax agenda is not an agenda. It's pro-safety.
Oh, sure.
He turns me on. I'm like, you have autism, and you're demented.
Lindsay, come on.
I have a question.
Oh, really? Chime in.
I'm meeting this new guy, and it turned out that he is disgusting. He doesn't have manners anymore, and I don't know why I should be wrong with him. What do you see that is so wrong in this picture?
I don't understand why you're falling for guys that are just badass. If you know he's a badass, you're gonna get a badass. I mean, I think.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, Lindsay, I wasn't done with you, but you want to hang up on me? Go ahead, Lindsay. But I think the onus is on you. See, the problem with girls, and actually it's kind of funny because you call it from San Diego. I know somebody in my family that's from there, and she humped for Trump too. It's all over her Facebook. Good God. But again, girls like the thrill, but the moment you're in with a badass, you're then bitching about that you don't
have a good guy. So the onus is on you. It's not the guy. It's on you, Lindsay. I'm surprised Lindsay actually wanted to ask a question. She threw me off tonight. I'm like, that's the same Lindsay with an E, I think. All right, let's go to Mick in Chelmsford. I think it's Chelmsford, Massachusetts, in Middlesex Offender County, Massachusetts. But anyhow, Mick, you're on the Weekly Zoo. What say you? On this Love and Relationships Hour at 10.
Hi, this is Mick in Chelmsford.
Hi, how are
you? I was wondering how you holding up with the loss of Melanie. I'm so sorry, because the last time I called in your show, I was talking about the justification for porn, even though I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but, yeah. You know, just we guys get really the big image of the lady parts, if you know what I mean. I don't think I called in on the show, but I heard about it, or maybe I called in, I forget. But I'm sorry for your loss. I know it's the anniversary today or tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, August okay. 1st.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss, and I don't know how you're putting up with that loss. It must really be putting a thing on you.
It's harder when she's gone. It's one thing when we divorce, but it's another thing when Melanie is. I'm totally gone.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Thanks
for taking my call.
I appreciate that, Nick. Our anniversary was on August 1st. I'll tell you the reason why we did that was Melanie wasn't into. She wasn't into the bachelorette party. She wasn't. She was interesting in the sense that she wasn't a party girl, but she loved spending time with the girlfriends, but she wasn't into the raunchy stuff. So I was told. The interesting thing about Melanie was I don't know how to characterize our relationship, but she had, I can't put this into words. We had a different relationship in our relationship sense. Melanie thought it was just better to be together, but don't make a big fuss over it. So that's why we got married in Miniland County. And I think August 1st, fell on a Thursday in 2014 because we wanted to do it on a business day when the county offices were open, and because that's where we get married, and then you go to the state when you divorce. Apparently it's weird how it works. So we went to the metro office at the city hall, but it's not at city hall, it's the county. It's co-located, and we tied a knot at the clerk's desk, and to us, that's what we wanted to do. Melanie's kind of interesting. She's a modernist too, but she isn't all about the image, because her sister took the photos for us. And she was kind of the girl that just I don't know how to describe this, but she just wanted it to be simple and not to make it too fancy and make it to the point where she thought that modern marriages, weddings, excuse me, was so childish or immature or frat. Like, literally fraternity quality. She, it's almost like a celebration than actually a formality. So, that's kind of how Melanie, approached it, I guess. I don't know how else to describe it. So that's kind of what our you know, relationship was on. And like I said, we actually relocated to the boonies of Copenhagen Mini Brick, which I never thought we would. I never thought I'd still be hailing from Sea Town to this day, but yeah, I was glad to get out of the big city too. So Copenhagen is a cute city too, and it's kind of an interesting segue as I wrap the weekly Zeus LNR hour. But yes, there's some days I feel very lonely, and like I said, we were, like, our divorce was supposed to be finalized. It was supposed to be finalized in, for August, I think. And Melanie just, it was a total shock. And to this day, it's been a month and a day that she's left us, and it's just not been the same ever since. And whether or not we were going to be together or not, it was more of just a breakup, and she didn't want anything to do with me. It's one thing, because on one end, 10 years later, maybe she wants to be friends with me, or just stuff like that. She ghosted me before she divorced me, right? So it's another thing when she ends her life. But like I said, there's other things that was going on. But it was interesting, because in late June, I was trying to expand my social subnet through job opportunities and the Best Buddies program. I don't want to go too much details on it, but it takes a while to get registered in there. So regardless, there's all these opportunities, and then on the flip side, out of nowhere, she drives off to the ditch with the airbag deploying weapons, the deadly weapons of sharp objects. But the other thing too with is there's still no indication why or what. So it's still, I mean, it's been closed since I think the 6th, because there was a holiday break too. So they ruled out it was apparent suicide. But I haven't really been in touch with the family, and not that they're avoiding me either. They just, we were all put in an awkward position, even when she just snuck in the divorce on St. Valentine's Day of last year. I still have that email, and it was the worst Friday news dump, because the 14th fell on a Friday last year, and like I said, it's just one thing when she's gone, and I think part of it is like she's gone, like he's gone in Rudolph for sure. For me, it's processing that, and then feeling very lonely, and I don't want to get too vulnerable again. I just turned the laundry and I just exposed into the podcast, and I actually at this point was editing a lot of the low quality audio, and then you have to hear myself making sure I had to clean out some of the cuts. Actually, so I'm at some point the YouTube videos will get taken down or just won't be online at some point. And I feel very lonely. I was feeling lonely probably in the early spring, because again, there's still lingering with COVID, and I totally get it. Sorry for the cliche. The thing is that I get that there's still this variant, and yes, it's really risky. I don't want to kill somebody. I don't want to kill mean people, but it's really hard. Where I live, it's very hard. You can't just go pick up a girl anywhere. This area is so freaking flight or fight, right? So I've already had that going on, and then I, like I said, in late June, I would say the 22nd, I applied for a job at one of the stores at the outdoor mall, and then I
I did the best buddies. I had been in contact with them, or was contact them to. They had to do like this month long background check or something like that. I still need to know what's going on with the outcome there, because I've been just like waiting. The way the background check worked, they had to like run it once, then run it twice to do like a 1 month check. So I had to follow up on that. I sent an email to the manager last night. But then everything, because that weekend my mom and I went to Milford at the drive-in, and then like by that Sunday I was getting notification something was going on with Melanie, and I just kept my distance, and supposedly the family just didn't know what to do. It's like they should have called 911, but they were afraid to call 911 for a mental emergency. And it makes you wonder, should you call 911 or 988 or the National Suicide Hotline or something like that, or the Samaritans in our neck of the woods? It's really, like I said, it's a very, that just made, it intensified everything, because I, you know, my family's abandoned me. The legendary circles are gone. You're just braced for the entire year of loneliness, okay? Like, I didn't start complaining about the inconvenience until September, because things were happening at home. And then I feel like there's going to be a fifth wave coming in. It's just given how, you know, things are going on. And you already were lonely for 20 years, okay? It's not like 2 years, 3 years. It's two decades. Two-thirds of my life was robbed. And so you start, when there's an itch, when there's an itch, there comes a scratch. I've been doing things that were atypical or abnormal, just to do things that I would never do. And sometimes during very desperate situations, you do wild stuff. And when your girl was going to abandon you. And like I said, I think you guys kind of get the picture with Melanie. But in that sense, let me just say, if it was imaginary, you don't have the emotions when you do, when it's kind of quasi non-physical but virtual kind of a thing. And I've been feeling, and again, I've been through deaths. I'm actually on Tuesday Zoo, I'm going to commemorate the passing of my pet fish, Tangy, who died 11 days after our anniversary. And I some years I felt bad. Again, it's a fancy cold fish, $5, or God only knows how much we paid for that fish. I thought I did everything I could to save that, keep that fish happy. You know, and there's some days I feel bad, some days I feel good, sometimes I don't. I want to refill that fish tank. And is it humane to have a pet fish? I think if you're really good at giving the fish love and all that. And it just was weird, because at the same time, you got to remember in 2014, on our anniversary, naively, I pulled a Kim Kardashian, and I had a professional relationship that where I was dumped. I got the 2 week notice that this individual was leaving, and I had to have a new case manager. They're not called case managers, but I just want to simplify it and not be too specific for a global audience. And so that made me feel very pissed off, because I'm like, okay, I'm dealing with a new case manager. All that emotion is coming. Like, they checked in on me, and then that individual never checked in on me before. So I was really livid, like, get the fuck out of my life attitude. I didn't say it in that way. And then Melanie comes in, and then my pet fish dies. It's like all in, like, the first half of August of 2014. And then we never replaced the fish. But I want to do that at some point. I can't replace Melanie. She's just gone. And who's going to replace her? Who's out there? I mean, I'm trying different avenues, and we talked about that earlier in the hour, but there's just part of me, it's like, there's some days I'm like, where the hell is Melanie? And I remember on when I did the emergent live stream, where I was supposed to be down for a month, I felt like there's just a loss, and it's like, who's going to replace that, and if that will ever happen. And that was June 30th. That was before other things had happened. But I mean, that was, to me, it's just, I love her to the moon and back. She was a really quirky girl. She was a showstopper too. And you'll see, I'm going to inherit some of her stuff. And we, like I said, actually, I'm on end the show at this point. I know I've been talking about myself and now I'm promoting myself. So it goes kind of figures. This show is produced by Clickflow.me, and it's brought to you by from TikiCast. With regards to the domain, you might see clickfor.net, clickfo.me. It just seems like the family just wants the email address with clickfor.net. So I'm keeping the website. They want to have their email. So email me at clickfo.me. Check me out on clickfo.me or clickfor.net, whichever. I did resurrect the Museum of Telephony. That was actually Melanie's property. And it kind of came back to me, and I did some restoring. It was a little bit difficult trying to get like 3/4 of the site prior to 2020 has been recovered. It was very tedious to do on. I did it on Thursday evening, and then and like I said, that's some of my stuff. I mean, I'm not working on the museum anymore. I'm just keeping it up there. It's just for historical references. And I've organized the site a little bit, so it's not inherently a big... I did put back the eye theme because that was kind of its theme. I went and tried other themes, but I'll tell you why I decided to do the eye theme. Is I didn't want to have the bell system look. I wanted to kind of find a new look. I'm going to be working on that, and you know, when I have the time. And right now I don't have the time, but I'm going to be doing different stuff. The site is basically more simplified. I don't want it to be a blog. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Just don't call it a blog, people. Just call it a site. I mean, it's 400 posts, 400 pages, with that. So that's still around, like I said, it's been a long month. I don't know how I'm going to handle tomorrow. Wish me luck. Maybe I'll have a couple more root beers. a little bit, not too much, but, that's it. I'm going to try to watch as much Olympics as I can. Hopefully they're not going to run the news in 15 minutes. That would be stupid if they do. But, alright, thanks for watching, and, I know I just ended on a sad note, but, things are going to look up. Hopefully things will. I have to. I'm feeling kind of, been in the rut just want to be around different types of people. I'm hoping something will happen. Something's got to happen or I'm going to go nuts. So, alrighty. Hey, Trump, do you want to do a drinking contest?
County has, for whatever reason, also refused to produce the network routers. We want the routers, son. Wendy, we got to get those routers, please. Come on, Kelly, we can get those routers. Those routers...
You know what? If they don't want to give up the routers. They don't want to give them. They are fighting like hell. If you got those routers, what that will show. You know what? We're so beyond the routers.
I hope you were hearing me for the last couple of minutes. I hope I didn't just talk out of nowhere. The other thing, too, is I'm going to be doing the newsreels since I mentioned Copenhagen. BCOP TV, you can search on YouTube. I'll be doing a technology news show at that point. So I hope you check that out. It was tentatively next week. So, or this week. Well, yeah, it's going to be next week because it'll be Saturday. 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time on News 990. The news wheel will stop at some point. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this show. It will be available on YouTube momentarily. If you dare to share, hit the buttons. And until next time, I'll see you on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And we'll have another click. We might have dueling click phone scams if I have the time to do that. So, until next time, folks, see you later. Bye.